genre.
Welcome to the New Republic Archives, where we discuss the history and legends of a galaxy far, far away. I'm Gary Roby.
And I'm Tim Garcia.
And I almost forgot how to do our intro. I know it hasn't been that long, but I stumbled a second there. I don't know if people heard that.
We strive for perfection here, so we're going to have to take that one.
Do you know the pass on that? Maybe I'll do another pass on that.
I'm kidding. Pass on that.
We're back for another Bantha episode. Thank you, everybody, for allowing us to miss a couple weeks. I was out of town. My sister got married in Hawaii. I went to Maui.
Which is insane.
It was gorgeous. It was so fun. And then I got COVID. So I've been sick. I'm still kind of recovering. I apologize if I'm a little sniffly on the recording today. But we're here to catch up with, we got a bunch of trailers to talk about, Tim.
And I feel terrible. We just talked for like 20 minutes before recording because we hadn't talked in so long, and I did not ask at all about your trip.
Yeah, it was great. It was a good time. We don't have to go super deep into it, but
that's awesome.
We did a lot of fun stuff. The wedding was on Maui. We stayed in Airbnbs, but it was at this resort. I believe it was the Hyatt, just north of Lahaina, where all the fires were a year ago. It was, it's very tragic, but also it was just a very gorgeous, like we went to a luau. We had a lei making class,
nice.
Which was really fun. My dad and I drove around the island and just like found random beaches and little like scenic lookouts and stopped at like a lighthouse. And we found a little beach on the side of the road that was called Slaughterhouse Beach, which was like a little path that went down into the woods and then like came out into this little tiny beach that had like maybe a dozen people hanging out there. And it was gorgeous.
Oh, very cool.
And we stayed there for a little while. It was really fun. And then of course, like the wedding was like right on the water, like 5 o'clock in the evening. So it was like right before sunset. It was beautiful. And, I drank way too much at the reception, which is, I think, what you're supposed to do at a wedding, right?
Yeah. Oh yes. Especially your sister's wedding.
Right.
Yeah.
So, the funny part of that was that, like, they had, like, the guest book that people can sign, but they also had someone going around with a camera. Like, you could talk, you'd leave a little message. But they also had, like, a phone, like an old-style corded phone that you could record a message that would save on, like, a USB drive.
Oh, cool.
And I was already a few drinks in at that point. And so I left a very rambly message where I cried.
Aww.
And I have not listened back to it. I will not probably listen back to it. But she has that, apparently. She hasn't messaged me to be like, oh my God, I can't believe you cried. it was fun. It was a really good time.
That's awesome.
So nice to be back. I'm glad we have a lot of stuff to like, we're back in the swing of like news is happening and trailers are coming out. And
yeah, it's been nice. And we're not too far from, we're in the middle of a show that I'm not currently watching, but I will watch.
Yeah.
I'm just behind on my shows.
I'm really enjoying what's going on with Bad Batch. If people want to talk to me about it, hop into the Dueling Genre Discord. And you can poke us in the New Republic Archive channel.
Yeah, I'm the failure here. I don't want to
spoil stuff for you. There is a arc that is occurring in the background right now, and I am really, really worried about how it's going to pay off. But, we'll get to it. If you want to talk to me about my feelings on what's going on with the faceless clone trooper.
Here's it's that one's easy.
I don't want it to be him at all, Tim.
That's easy, though. I haven't even met this trooper yet. And I'm like, it's going to be him.
I know. I hate it, though.
The most telegraphed thing in the world. Anyway.
I hate it.
I think here's my long shot. My long shot prediction. Omega will turn out to be Bossk.
Wow.
Yeah, that's my long shot.
That would be incredible.
Yep. That's what she grows up to be.
That's so silly. That's a very silly. Isn't Bossk the Trandoshan?
Yep.
Yeah, she's going to become a Trand. Okay, great. Incredible.
Yep. Yep. Even better. I stand by it. Yep.
All right. All right. Cool.
But yeah.
So for news, I think, should we start? Let's go. I posted these backwards. We should talk about the first trailer we got a few weeks ago at this point.
Yes.
The Acolyte is coming.
Which I am hyped. I am so hyped for.
I am too. It looks really good.
Right. It looks awesome. And in my opinion, I mean, well, okay. I am excited for the idea of it.
Uh-huh.
Because it's going to be our first live action High Republic thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
The trailer looks interesting. Like, mm-hmm, in a vacuum, if I just saw this trailer, I don't know if I would be as interested. It's like, sure. It's almost like knowing the background of it, I'm more excited about it than I am seeing the trailer for it, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. Some of the like articles I've read, I know it's supposed to take place at like the quote unquote the end of the High Republic. It's 100 years before Phantom Menace.
That's what I'm hearing. Yes.
Which means that Vernestra is like 115 or 120 years old in the show. Which is interesting to me.
Yeah, that is interesting.
Like, this takes place, like you know, quite a distance from what the books have been doing still, too.
Yeah.
Which is neat.
Or they're just not paying attention to the timeline, and they're going to retcon stuff.
Maybe. I don't know. I guess we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Wookiee Jedi?
But yeah.
I'm sad he's not Buriaga.
Oh, they confirmed not Buriaga?
Yeah, his name is... I don't remember. It's not Buriaga. They've named him already.
Okay. Yeah, as far as what the show looks like visually, it doesn't look that interesting to me.
Okay.
It looks kind of like we were kind of talking on the Discord. The show looks like like it's shot on the volume, like it's kind of got that like on a soundstage look.
Sure.
But it wasn't very much shot on the volume. I don't know. It just looks like that a lot to me.
And yeah, so yeah. I get what you mean. And so I'm very interested to see like how it...
just color-wise, it just doesn't... It looks kind of flat and I don't know.
Yeah.
Like even though you've got a bunch of lightsabers and stuff, I don't know. I don't know what it is.
Yeah. We'll definitely see kind of how it progresses.
But yeah, I'm still excited for it.
Me too.
But yeah, that's in June.
Yeah.
Which is coming up. That's like 2 months away.
I know.
Yeah. Yes, it's early June, not even late June.
Yeah. I also, the cast is incredible.
Yeah. That kind of brings me into what I was talking about. I saw a couple articles, from the showrunner, Leslie Headland. And so you've got Carrie Ann Moss in here.
Uh-huh.
And she's talking about her character, which is, Jedi Master Indara, which is a new character, I believe. And played by Carrie Ann Moss. And she says, oh, she was very much inspired by Trinity.
That's it.
Which is very funny, like, oh, like Trinity with a lightsaber, was like, okay, that's interesting, like,
sure,
but also, like, you know, Carrie Ann Moss has done, like, other work, right?
Yeah.
That was 20 years ago, like, I don't know, yeah. Whatever. And then I saw another interview, let's see, so that was from Empire Online, and then, from, EW, so Entertainment Weekly. She talks about Daphne Keene and says, I was very excited to see X-23 with a lightsaber.
Oh my gosh.
And it's like, is she just like looking at character, looking at actors and being like, what if this character had a lightsaber? And it's like,
that's what on it kind of feels like.
I'm like, that's feels lazy to me.
I guess we'll see how it also, plays out, man. I don't know.
Whatever. Like, that's fine. But also, sure. As I said in the Discord, it's very much in line with Star Wars because George Lucas cast a guy famous for playing Count Dracula and named him Count Dooku.
Named him Count, yeah.
Yeah, it's yeah. like, yep, okay. Like, you know, that, I guess that's that works.
That is what we're doing here.
So, yeah, whatever. That said, Daphne Keene's... I love the makeup and I love the like what the alien she looks like.
Oh my god, yeah,
that's awesome. Yeah. It's a new race, which is I'm very happy about.
It's always fun when we get new Star Wars species.
Yeah, very happy about that.
Yeah. So it'll be cool. I'm looking forward to that one. That's in June.
Yeah.
Do you want to do the other show trailer we got? Tim, I'm so excited.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this show looks awesome. So I'm not sure. I didn't look into this. But we mysteriously got a, this would have been as of release, it was a week ago. Just a surprise drop of a trailer for a show called Tales of the Empire.
Yeah.
Which I had heard we were getting a Tales of the Jedi season 2.
Uh-huh.
Is this that?
I don't is know. This,
did I they think go,
it feels like it.
Because I'm pretty sure it's going to be the same format. But my question is, are we not getting a Tales of the Jedi season 2 and we're getting this instead? Which I'm fine with.
Or are we getting this and then we'll also get Tales of the Jedi?
Yeah. I'm not sure.
I also am not sure. I'm glad that we're still getting... I mentioned when they said that this season of Bad Batch is the last season... I'm sad that like the kind of ongoing legacy of these animated Star Wars, the things that have kind of spun out of Clone Wars are wrapping up, but that's not exactly true because Tales of the Jedi and Tales of the Empire are still very much like done in the same art style.
Right. And it does feel like these are being used sort of as like, I don't want to say prequels to Filoni stuff, but kind of like filling in
a little bit, yeah.
A little bit. And so that to that question, I guess we'll see unless they kill her in this.
Yeah.
Because this is getting. Why am I blanking on the character's name?
Morgan Elsbeth.
Morgan Elsbeth. Yeah. So we're getting Morgan Elsbeth stuff from Ahsoka. Mm-hmm. We're also getting some more Thrawn stuff, which ties in with Elsbeth.
Yeah.
But we're also getting Barriss Offee.
Barriss Offee. I'm so excited, man.
Yeah.
So we talked about exciting. This. I bet you that this is on recording. When Tales of the Jedi season 1 happened, I think at the time I said that if they do more, I want Barriss. And I am glad. I'm so glad Barriss is back.
Yeah. So based on the trailer, it looks like she's one of the early, or she's going to be an Inquisitor.
Yeah.
But not one of the first Inquisitors because we see that story in the comics, unless they retcon the comics, as we've talked about.
Yeah.
The cartoon would overrule the hierarchy of canon that Disney
very curious to see how that pans out,
but yeah, excited to see more Thrawn. It looks awesome. The show looks great. Genuinely loved Tales of the Jedi. I thought it was a fantastic show.
Oh, me too.
That I wish it was longer, but we're getting more in this
and thing. That's that drops May 4, right?
Yep. Just like the last one did.
Yeah, very excited.
I'm excited to see the Morgan Elsbeth stuff for sure.
Me too. I am so curious.
More Night
to
Sisters
see.
Is always good.
Yeah, fully opinion. Agree.
But yeah.
So that's coming. I'm very, very, very hyped for that.
Yeah, and we're getting all the, I think it's all the same actors back.
I am so curious about what's going to happen with Barriss in this. Because my, like, most optimistic hope is that we will then be able to get live action Barriss in Ahsoka season 2. Which yeah, I don't know.
That was my thought too. Is
but
like,
I would
I
love
wonder...
that. I want a payoff. I want her and Ahsoka to like interact with each other again. And I don't think I want it to happen in this short. Like, I want that to be like a bigger deal.
I don't know if they will, but I like getting a conclusion to her show or to her character.
Sure.
If that is kill her in this show, fine. That works.
Like,
for
yeah,
me too.
I'll be fine with it if it does go that way. But I would love to see her and Ahsoka interact now after all this
yeah.
time.
Yeah, I just don't know. I just, for me, I'm getting tired of how many Force users survived Order 66.
Sure.
And all of this. And it
I
just
do like
feels
that the clones
like the...
tell her, like, you're lucky you're not a Jedi anymore. In the trailer.
Whatever. Yeah. I think yeah. that's be it. I don't know.
No, I get it. I get it.
I don't know that.
I mean, my
like
fear
that, but...
for so long was that, like, oh, Order 66 happened. They just opened her cell and shot her dead. Like, I'm glad yeah. that we're going to get something.
Yeah, like, I don't mind this, but, like, having her become an Inquisitor and then just survive the Galactic Civil
oh,
War.
Oh, sure, yeah.
To meet, you know, Ahsoka 6 years
I
after.
I don't think
you know,
she's going to, yeah, I don't think she's going to stay with the Inquisition. I don't
okay,
see that
but
happening.
Still,
maybe.
But still, like, we have Quinlan yeah. Voss running around. We have, like,
true.
How many freaking, like, Luke being the last hope is now like, why didn't you talk to any of these other Jedi that are running around, guys? Like, why did you have to train this farm boy who's literally the dumbest man on the rock? Like, I don't know. Like, I don't know. It just doesn't. The more people we add, the more it, like, in the universe, it makes less sense, which I guess Star Wars doesn't need to make sense. It rarely does.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
No, I get
I just,
what you mean, though.
Like,
I,
it's
I
kind
get
of the same thing
from.
Of, like, the more stuff we see Vader in, the more it's like, oh,
sure.
he's kind of a little bitch. Like, he's just like, I don't know. Like,
you're not wrong.
He's not as scary.
No.
Yeah.
You're right.
But yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know. I'm looking forward to this. I hope it world builds in a cool way.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's I'm approaching, especially when they're talking about like, adding more Force users that are alive and Vader's going to be in it and all that. I tread cautiously. I do want to see what Thrawn is up to at that point. Cause this is pre Rebels probably. It looks like anyway, or
yeah,
maybe
I
it's
think
during.
So.
No,
I don't know.
Yeah. It would be pre Rebels.
Yeah. I would think so.
Yeah. Because the Grand Inquisitor's still alive. Mm-hmm, so mm-hmm. it would be pre season one.
Yeah. No, that's great.
So, yeah. Excited for that for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I'm looking forward to that. Do you think it'll be? I mean, I'm assuming, like we said, it'll probably be
like the
Tales of the Jedi was. So,
6 15-minute
yeah.
episodes or whatever.
Yeah three sure about one, three about the other character.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure it'll be something like that. Although it'd be really neat if it crossed over. That'd be kind of neat.
Sure.
Like, oh, these are, yeah, but.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've linked one more trailer.
Go ahead.
Sorry.
Oh, yes.
No, I don't want to change topics if you still
no,
have
go
something
for it.
You want to say. Oh, because we've got one more trailer to chat about. And then I have like an article that I linked with another little bit of news. We have also, we've just been feasting right now, Tim. We got a trailer and a date. Well, a month, right? For Star Wars Outlaws, They dropped the official story trailer.
Yeah, we got a date. We got a full date. August 30th.
August 30th. Yeah. I'm so, so excited.
I am cautiously excited.
Yeah.
I think that's just maybe I'm just a cautious guy.
Sure.
It looks fun.
This
is the story trailer that we got, so that's neat.
Yeah. It very firmly establishes where it is in the timeline, like in the trailer, which is great. It takes place between Empire and Jedi. Because we see Han and Carbonite, but we also see Jabba.
Yeah, it makes me think of the weird Bounty Hunters comic miniseries that they did, where because they do talk about the Crimson Dawn too.
They do.
Where what's her name? Kira shows up and steals Han's Carbonite body.
Oh, that's
and
funny.
It causes a whole Bounty Hunter war.
That's so funny.
It would be very funny.
I didn't know that that was why the Bounty Hunter thing happened. I remember the comic event, but knowing it's because Kira stole Han's body is great.
Yep, it's very silly. Very silly premise. But it's canon. That happened.
That rules.
Before episode 3. So yeah, I don't know. Or before episode 6, I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool to see Jabba. Story trailer, for being a story trailer, it doesn't really tell me what the story's about.
Yeah.
It's like,
yep,
she's there and she's riding a bike and she's got an axolotl pet. That's cool.
All the crime syndicate dudes are, you know, capitalizing on the fact that there's a war going on and the Empire's not dealing with them so they can make all their money. And you're an outlaw on your own, but you're apparently well connected. I don't, you know, they don't.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
I don't know. It looks fun, I guess.
Yeah.
It looks interesting. But like I said, it doesn't really tell me anything.
Nope.
I am excited. The graphics look nice.
Uh-huh.
It's open world, apparently, so that's cool.
Ubisoft open world, yeah.
Ubisoft open world is part of the thing that makes me go, I don't know.
Yeah.
Her ship is ugly. I'm just going to say it. Looks like a block.
I agree with you.
But other than that, she seems fun. She seems kind of just girl Han Solo, kind of quirky.
Yeah.
Edge of her sheet, or edge of your seat, seat of her pants sort of thing. But what is the gameplay going to be? That's kind of my main thing with,
Yeah, they had that, I think it was IGN did, like a 15-minute gameplay video, like, months and months ago.
Yeah, but it's slice of life. It's a vertical slice kind of thing. You don't really know, I don't know.
Like, how the world is built out and...
Right.
What does it mean to be an open world in a Star Wars game?
Right. And, like, how much can you do it? And, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah,
I try not to
have any expectations because I'm going to play it. I know I'm going to play it. It's going to be...
True.
I'm going to enjoy it.
I will devour.
But I played Fallout. I know it's a completely different team, completely different group, but, like, I don't know. Jedi Survivor just disappointed me so much that it
I remember you being really upset about it at the end. Or really bummed by it or whatever, you know?
Yeah. But, yeah, I don't know. We'll see.
That's how it goes.
And then Ubisoft Open World.
I haven't played a lot of Ubisoft stuff.
I can't tell you the last, Assassin's Creed I finished all the way through. They just get kind of boring to me about, like, after a few.
I think I put, like, 400 hours into Odyssey, and I still feel like I never touched half that game.
I could not stand that game. But anyway, that's a whole separate thing. Both protagonists were annoying as hell to me. Especially the dude. Like, Cassandra was a little bit better, but I cannot even remember the guy, because I did, like, 5 minutes with him, and just hearing his voice, I'm like, I cannot
do... Oh, I didn't even... Yeah. I went with Cassandra right off the bat.
Yeah, I cannot listen to this man talk for longer than. I got a little bit further into Valhalla.
I didn't play very much Valhalla. Eivor's dope,
but I didn't finish that. But the best one, in my opinion, was Origins. I thought that was the coolest one.
Heard really good things about that.
But I didn't finish that one either. That said, I believe, I could be wrong, but just talking from this, shooting from the hip here, I believe this team is actually the people who did The Crew, which is a different type of open world Ubisoft game.
I don't know.
Because it's a racing game. But I believe it's the same subsidiary that made that one. So I can't really compare it to Assassin's Creed, but
we'll see what happens. I'm also, like, as we're talking about Assassin's Creed, I'm also really bad at actually finishing big open world games. Like, I finished Red Dead.
Who recently. Just finished Red Dead.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I've played Red Dead so many times. But, you know, I didn't finish Elden Ring. I didn't finish any of these Assassin's Creed games. It's the last big open world besides that I played.
I just hope, and I guess I hope this for each one of the, every new Star Wars property, is I hope that it has its own identity.
Yeah.
And I feel like Andor really did have its own.
Yeah,
like, that
definitely.
Is its own thing. Even though it's a spinoff of Star Wars and a spinoff of Rogue One, Andor is not like Rogue One.
No.
It really isn't. And then, yeah, but I don't know how many others, like all the Disney Plus, all the other Disney Plus shows all kind of feel similar.
Mm-hmm.
With the exception, I think, of Mando season one really feels like its own thing, kind of a Western
type
show. Whereas I feel like they dropped the Western by the second one, but by the second season. But I just hope this feels like its own thing and not like Smuggler Jedi Fallen Order. You know?
Yeah.
But we can't tell because we don't really know what the gameplay is going to be like. And
well. Yeah. You know, we got 4 months and it'll be here. So,
yeah, that's true. And I'll be playing it.
Me too.
I mean, don't listen to me because my favorite Star Wars game in the last like 10 years was a game that did not sell very well. And yeah, I loved Star Wars Squadrons.
Oh, yeah, I know you did.
But yeah.
Yeah.
And
okay,
Battlefront.
I only have
the
one
second
last
Battlefront
little...
2 was very good.
Ooh, true. We played the campaign for that. That was great.
Yep. Yeah.
Oh,
great.
Did you play any of? I heard the re-release of Battlefront, the old Battlefronts, went real poorly.
Yeah. So I didn't get it because I didn't understand why I would get it. Because yeah. I have them on PC already.
Yeah.
And I play them, and they're fine. And the only thing I could think of was. I think the multiplayer, they increased the size limit for people. But then, like, everyone was said the multiplayer was crap. So I was like,
that's what I heard. I knew people who refunded the game because they were so disappointed by. Apparently, they had, like, they didn't have. I think the limit was, like, 64 people.
Yeah, which before.
But then they only had, like, a very small number of servers. And so, like, people just couldn't get in at all, or it was really laggy and bad. And so I don't know what, you know, the situation over there is like. It's been a couple weeks now, but.
So the Asper's the ones that keep remaking these Star Wars games. So they did, like, Jedi Academy. They did the KOTOR games. Those have been okay, but I think they were also linked to the KOTOR remake. And that one went to production hell and then has been, I believe, officially canceled at this point.
Yeah.
They've been kind of on a bad streak for the last few tries.
That's too bad.
Which is a bummer, but, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I did not, I did not get that one.
Yeah.
No, let's see. I mean, I feel like we should... We're about due to do another video game, I feel like. Well, no, we did Vader already. We did Vader this batch. Yeah. But I got so many in here that I haven't touched in forever.
We've talked about this too. I haven't actually played that many of the Star Wars games.
I'm just going to send you a screenshot of the ones I have in my Steam library.
Amazing.
Because they're ridiculous. But yeah, I have got a lot of them.
I believe it.
Including some I've never played before.
Oh. Maybe we should pick one that you've never played.
There we go. Although we got to do Knights of the Republic someday.
I know.
You'll like that one once
you give it a chance. I know I will. I just haven't done it yet. Yeah, I've downloaded that game on multiple systems because, it's an old game and it's not super expensive. So I think I've got it on PC. I think I had it on like an old like Kindle Fire because it was like a $2 app I could download.
Yep.
I
have it on both of those systems as well. I have it on the Switch. Yeah.
How's it play on the Switch? Should I play it on the Switch? That'd be easy. I could play it on the way to work and stuff.
Yeah, I think it's really cheap on the Switch, but...
Yeah, that might be what I do.
There you go.
Yeah.
But yeah, that one actually, it's also Asper, but it's well done, and it works.
Mm.
But yeah. And yeah, like I said, like when we first hung out, I was trying to get you to play Mass Effect, and it's the same, it's still BioWare.
Yeah, and, true.
I believe it was.
I eventually right did before. Play Mass Effect and loved the hell out of it.
Yeah.
So, like, I know it's up my alley. I'll do it at some point.
Someday. Yeah. So yeah.
All right.
And then you said you had one more piece of news.
I got one more piece of news. It has been announced that Bo Willimon is going to be writing the script for the Dawn of the Jedi James Mangold movie.
With James Mangold. Yes.
Yes.
For those who don't know his work, he wrote a big chunk of House of Cards.
Yeah.
And then he wrote three of the best. I mean, it's hard to say. They're all really good. But
they're
he wrote
really
three
good,
episodes but... of Andor. He wrote the Narkeena 5 arc with, on the prison. Narkeena 5, Nobody's Listening, and One Way Out. He wrote
those episodes were so good too.
Which rock.
Yeah.
This might be my most excited thing that is currently in the works for Star Wars.
Sure.
It's James Mangold, who I really like his stuff. I even liked the new Indiana Jones, which I know that's a controversial opinion.
I enjoyed it.
It was not my favorite of the Indiana Jones for sure, but sure. Like there's a lot that I liked about it.
Yeah.
And then, you know, Ford versus Ferrari is right up my alley, and 310 Diem is one of my favorite Westerns of all time, so I'm just a Mangold fan. I like him.
Yeah.
So, yeah, James Mangold Star Wars just sounds awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm excited for this. Because, yeah, getting him to do a pass on it is great, and to, yeah, co-write it.
Yeah, definitely.
With James Mangold.
Which, it's exciting, like, you know, after years of movies getting dubiously announced and then nothing happening, it's nice to actually be like, okay, well, this person's working on the script. Like, we're, the production pipeline is actually occurring in, at least, you know, we'll see. I hope that these movies happen.
Yeah, I won't, I still will not believe that they exist until they come out and I have seen the thing.
Yes.
But yeah.
But God, I just I want to go see a Star Wars on the big screen again, Tim.
Yeah.
I'm ready for
it. Yeah, I do too. Sometimes I'm like, maybe I just want to rewatch the original Star Wars.
That's fair. That's also fair. Are we gonna go see Phantom Menace next month?
We absolutely are.
Great. I'm very excited about that. I love that movie.
And we can talk about the experience, but not the full movie, because we got to save our deep dive for an anniversary episode.
Yeah.
After we've been doing this for 9 years. But yeah.
We'll get through them all eventually.
Yep.
Yep. But
yeah. The only other thing I have is I just kind of wanted to talk about, I know you haven't, you briefly went, but they announced they, Sabine Wren is going to be a character, at Galaxy's Edge in Disneyland.
Oh yeah. That's fun.
I like that they're like walking around. And I think that's cool and all. The nerd in me really liked that there was like a canon and a story for the land.
Yes. Yes. I agree with you.
That doesn't exist anymore. That said, if I'm 5, 6, 7 years old, I don't fucking care.
Yeah. Right.
Like, I'm a child. I'm excited to see Sabine. I'm excited to see Rey. I'm excited to see Boba Fett. I'm excited to see, you know, Mandalorian and Grogu and, you know. That's what I'm excited about, and I get that. And that's probably the commercially correct way to go.
Yeah, I think so, too. I know, but a lot of people, like, I there's some folks, one of the guys I work with who's, like, a big, like, goes to Disney a lot, I remember him being really upset about, like, I don't know why they don't just have, like, Vader walking around sometimes. And I'm like, it's because he's not alive at the point in time that the stuff at Batuu takes place. Like,
yeah. But at the same time, now, why don't they have Darth Vader walking around?
Beats me.
Yeah, because it's like, well, you know, everyone's kind of like Boba Fett's here and
Sabine's,
you know, the Filoni verses and Sabine's here. And, yeah, and Kylo Ren's walking around. Darth Vader could walk around. Who cares?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. The real question is, why don't they have R2-D2 walking around?
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Because that's an easy one to do. They have them at the cons all the time. Just have him roll around. And yeah, I think that would be a great, especially if they could do it super cool, where if he interacted with people's droids they built at the...
Oh, that'd be cute.
That would be awesome. And since they're all done with Bluetooth, I feel like you could easily just do that. But yeah, that would be neat.
I would love
that. Yeah, R2-D2 would be a great one. There's so many droids they could do. I believe they've been adding droids slowly. I saw some BD droids.
Oh, that's fun.
That were announced that are walking around. I haven't been to Disneyland in about a year or so.
It's going on 2 years for me.
Yeah, maybe it's been about a year and a half. I don't know. My brain, no work. No
I went
more.
For that. I went for that Star Wars night a couple years ago.
That's right. That's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's been about a year and a half, because I think my pass expired December of a year and a half ago. So.
Yeah,
that's okay. Yeah, it's been a while. Haven't been up there. I don't really get the desire to go to Disneyland all that often. I do sometimes get the desire to just go to Galaxy's Edge and hang out
there.
Not really go on any... I don't really care to go on any rides. I just would love to hang out in Star Wars, basically.
I never got to ride Rise of the Resistance.
Which,
like,
is a dope
if I
ride.
Go back, that's the one that I want to ride.
Yeah, of course. You must.
But I did get to do the Smuggler's Run, and that was very fun.
That one, in my opinion,
I got
is
to
the
be
most
the pilot.
Fun. Oh yeah,
it was great.
Well, being the pilot, which pilot were you? Did you get to go to Lightspeed, or was that?
Yeah,
the other pilot?
I got to go to hyperspace.
Yeah.
I punched it.
Yeah, I always try to get whoever. If I'm there with a group that is like all people, I try to get the first person who's never been on it to get to go to Lightspeed, because that's just such a cool experience.
It's so cool. It was fun. I talked about it when we did it, but I bought the Rebel helmet, the pilot helmet. That night, and when I was waiting in line, the crew member who was like getting everyone's seats assigned, like, just looked at me and was like, "You're the pilot?" I was like, "I'm the pilot."
Nice.
Yeah.
I think the most fun I've had on that is with there was a family of four, and it was me and my former guest of the show, Isabel. We're there. And I turned to the kids, because they were like little kids. They were probably like, one was probably 5. One was probably 7 or 8.
Sure.
And I turned to them and I was like, all right, what spots do you want to go to? And the little girl was like, I want to be the pilot. And the little boy was like, I want to be a gunner. And so
nice.
The gunner kid got to go and he was just shooting stuff down. And the little girl got to fly the ship. And Isabel was the other pilot. And I was trying to shoot stuff down too, but it was so funny because the little girl was just crashing us constantly.
Amazing.
And every time we hit something, she was dying laughing. She thought it was the funniest thing.
I love that.
And like we finished the whole thing and we've just been exploding the Falcon the entire time. And we finished the thing and she like it all is calm and, you know, you park it and, you know, the Falcon's like sparking and everything. And she turns around and she's like, I'm going to crash us. And I'm like, you just spent like 15 minutes crashing. That's so funny.
That's great.
But yeah, that was one of the most fun times. Also, my mom being on the flying the ship was very fun because she also crashed constantly and was like, oh, no, I'm sorry. And apologizing constantly. It was very funny.
That's so good. I love that.
Yeah, that's everything I've got.
Me too.
Yeah.
Feels good to be back.
It's good to be back. We'll be back in 2 weeks for a deep dive. Mm-hmm. I believe I know what we're doing, but we haven't recorded it yet. So
can't
confirm it just yet. Just in case it doesn't work out, we'll have to come up with a different deep dive. But we will be back in 2 weeks with a deep dive.
Yes.
Until then, join the Dueling Genre on Patreon and hear Dueling Genre tonight every week, where Nick and or Scott, depending on availability, it's usually Nick, is hosting a little weekly like talk show talking about the week, this week in entertainment. And it's very fun. I think we both have been on it a few times.
Mm-hmm. I love doing that.
That's a great show.
It's so fun. It's a great show.
I just feel like I always just drag it on way too long if I'm on, because I think we all do. It's kind of the nature of the show. But
yeah, totally.
Very fun. That's available for Patreons, as well as many other great shows. Many other. It's always a Dueling Genre host. It's Nick and someone else. That's on there. That's a great show. And then you can find us on duelinggenre.com as well as all the other past and present Dueling Genre shows on the network. Other than that, join on the Discord. You can talk to Gary about Bad Batch, and then you can talk to me about Bad Batch once I've caught up, which will be soon. You can talk to me about anything else, including Claude or other weird aliens.
Oh, Claude.
This past week, there was a big discussion about which aliens people do and don't like. For me, I just like all of them. And so, yeah, the weirder, the better.
Love a weird little guy.
I'm such a weird little guy fan. I mean, my freaking Discord picture right now is Oppo Rancisus.
So, I know, it's great.
It was Yaddle for a very long time.
For a very long time.
She got too mainstream. She got too mainstream once she got her own Tales of the Jedi.
Yeah.
So now it's Oppo Rancisus.
And so we get him in something.
I mean, we got his voice in Jedi Survivor.
That's true.
Which I was very happy about.
That's true. I'm pretty sure he's in Tempest Runner, the High Republic book about Lorna Doone.
Yeah, that's great. But that's, I don't know if that counts as, it's not even a physical book. Like that's,
I know.
Well, maybe it is now. I think maybe they
printed the script. It's an Audible original, so you can go listen to that.
Which I know you liked.
I did. I love Lorna D. She's great.
Yeah.
And her ship, the Lorna D. God damn it.
That's so the one good thing we didn't see in the trailer for. Do you think the Nihil are still around?
I don't know. Maybe they're done with that threat by now.
That'd be kind of cool. I'd like to see a Nihil. That'd be neat.
Right? Yeah. I don't know, man. I guess we'll find out. I feel like no. Like, my assumption is that Well, I don't know. I guess I don't know how long the High Republic books are going to keep coming out.
Here's what I hope. So, like, obviously, the Nihil will be a threat that will be dealt with, I feel like, in the books. That said, it would be cool to see, like, an ex-Nihil. Like,
oh, sure.
At a cantina or something. Like, that'd be dope. That'd be so cool.
That would be, like, pretty sick.
Like, yeah, just give me a Nihil. That'd be, like we have former Night Sisters running around in the Filoni verse right now.
True.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
That would be cool.
Also, I'm on such a pirate kick right now. I don't know if I did that, but yeah. So, like, having an old grizzled Nihil telling stories in the cantina, anyway, that's a little tangent.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening, guys. We'll be back in 2 weeks. But remember, mm-hmm. until then, if it's not in the archives,
it doesn't exist.
Did you almost forget what you're supposed to say?
No, I knew that one.
Okay.
I don't know. I, like, was ready for it, and then I still.
You can edit it to make it look like you were like, bam.
Bam, right on there. Tighten it up. All right. I'm going to hit stop. Nice and short. COVID's been kicking my ass, dude. I'm testing negative now, which is great, but I still feel like shit.
Yeah, it lingers.
And
is this,
like,
the first time you've done it?
I had it after Celebration.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's right.
That was the first time I had it. So this is the second time I've gotten it. But this one, it's a lot rougher this time for some reason on my body. And it wasn't, like, terrible, but I spent a lot of last week. Like, I got home on Monday from... last Monday, the 1st, from Hawaii, and I spent most of last week just sleeping, finishing Red Dead 2.
Yeah.
I actually played the epilogue for the first time.
Yeah.
Yeah, because usually, like, I get done with Arthur and then I'm just, like, sad.
That's how my mom was, but I made her play through. I made her go through.
I'm glad I played the epilogue stuff.
Yeah, you basically did not get the end of that.
No, I didn't. I never did. I've never done it before. Okay, do we have anything else we want to, like, throw into this? Did you have other links you wanted to throw into our Bantha chat, or do you just have stuff up?
No, this is pretty much it. I unfortunately am not caught up with... I'm not even anywhere with Bad Bitch.
Oh, it's fine. I haven't watched today's, but I watched... last week's.
Yeah, I'm so far behind on every fucking TV show. And now Fallout just came out, and I really want to watch that. And also Shogun, I want to watch.
Oh, I've been meaning to watch Shogun.
Mm-hmm.
But
Helldivers is fun.
Oh, speaking of,
mm-hmm.
I bought a PS5.
Oh, fuck yeah, we can play games together, finally.
Yeah, I bought a PS5. And I played through all of Spider-Man 2
while
I was sick last week.
That game
super
fun.
It's right.
Did
so
you play the
good.
First one?
I wish it was longer. I've played all three of them now.
Okay, yeah. Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. I kind of like that it's just, yep, this is it. We're done. Okay. Now go play another game. Like, that's how games used to be.
Yeah.
Like,
the thing for me is, like, it was so jarring going from playing Red Dead. Because that's pretty much all I've been playing for the last, like, 6 months, maybe.
Yeah.
Like, in my downtime. And going from that to Spider-Man and being like, oh, every time I get a new, like, here's a bunch of, like, points on the map for you to go explore, go find all Marco's memories, go whatever. Yeah. I would, like, focus on doing that more than doing the story.
Yeah.
Which meant that, like, when I hit the end of the game...
Yep, you were just done.
I was done, 100%. Yep. Clear, clean. Yep. I got the last suit for getting your level 60 because I hit level 60 during the final fight with Venom.
Yep.
It's great. It
was Isn't real it good. Nice that the climax of the game is the end of the game? Isn't that, doesn't that feel nice?
Yeah. Hey, it's kind of great.
I was like, yeah, that's great. I'm not just like digging around for another 6 hours where I'm, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, finding backpacks or whatever, but yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I really enjoyed that game a lot.
I did too. A lot of well done thing. Probably the best rendition of Symbiote Spidey I've seen. Yeah. Honestly.
One of the things that these games in general do is like puts you in characters other than Spidey sometimes.
Yeah.
And I think the little side quest where you are Haley, the deaf girl, the artist. Was
a great one.
Cool.
Isn't that fun?
I loved that.
That was great.
The sound cutting out, right? Because she can't hear anything. So you just get the like, the feeling of. I love the PS5 controller a lot. I think the rumble is so, so good.
It's one of the best, controllers ever, I think.
Yeah, it's really phenomenal. I played a bit of that Astro's Playroom because someone had been like, this game in particular, like, utilizes a lot of the special features that the controller has, and it feels great.
Yeah.
So that was really cool.
It's very nice. One of mine is starting to get the drift that the Nintendo Switch has, but...
Yeah. I had to buy a new Xbox controller because my Xbox controller was doing that also.
Yeah. It's good. So, yeah, I played that. What else did I play? I'm back on No Man's Sky.
I saw that you were playing that.
I fucking love that game. It's so good.
I haven't touched it since we played during the pandemic, really.
Dude, so, it's a different game now. Like, yeah, I hadn't played in a while, and it's a different game now. It's a better different game, but it's awesome. Going back to it and just being like, yeah, this game rocks.
I love that.
And then... Let's see. Did you play Baldur's Gate? Did you get any of that?
I tried it like 3 different times, dude. And for whatever reason, it's just not clicked with me yet.
Hmm. Okay.
And I don't know what it is. Like, it's entirely up my alley. I don't know.
I'm trying to look. What else did I play? Because, yeah, I've been playing. Recently, it's mainly just been MLB The Show and.
Sure.
Helldivers 2, because I had a buddy that worked on Helldivers 2.
Oh, that rules.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Oh, and I started a Mass Effect replay.
Hell yeah. I need to finish Mass Effect 3. I never finished that game.
I'm curious what you would think of the end of that game, because when it happened, everyone
I
was
remember
pissed.
There being a lot of...
I was a defender. I was a nice. Mass Effect 3 ending defender, but
the Shepherd die at the end. Is that what everyone was upset about?
No. Well, you asked 2 different questions there.
And, okay. All right.
The answer to the first one is question mark. The answer to the second one is not really.
Okay.
Everyone was upset that they didn't feel like their decisions mattered to the ending of the game.
Oh, sure. Okay.
Which to me, correct. Like the actual ending cinematic was basically just 3 different options. But there, like the way your characters end up, what everyone's doing, that completely changes for everybody. Everyone's got a different story going through. I don't know.
It's, interesting. I'm trying to see like what else have I played. The only other games I've played lately have been stuff for the other podcasts. I played Hi-Fi Rush, which was really good.
That game fucking rocks. I love that game.
It rocks. That game is so good. It literally rocks. It's so good.
The way I've been describing it to people is it feels like the feeling I get playing that game is the same that I had growing up, waking up Saturday morning and watching cartoons.
Dude, yeah, 100%.
That's like what I feel like playing that game. It's like,
it's really good.
Yeah. Plus I love rhythm games in general. So,
I had tried it when it first hit Game Pass.
Okay.
And kind of bounced off it. And then we played it for the pod. And, you know, the thing that made the biggest difference for me was, like, playing it with headphones.
That makes sense.
Because I was having such a hard time with, like, the timing and the rhythm of it. Even though your attacks will always land on the beat regardless, like, I just... Having that constant repetition in my head made it a lot. I like, it took me a while to get into the rhythm of it.
Right.
That game's so good, though. And then I played Frog Detective not that long ago. And that was a delight. Frog Detective is, like, three quaint little point-and-click stories. And you're the second best detective after Lobster Cop. And you get sent to go solve mysteries. And the first one is this guy on this island. He believes that his island is haunted by ghosts, and you got to go figure out what's going on with the ghosts. The second one is like a little magical like village in the woods. This new invisible witch has shown up in town, and the town was planning on throwing a party for her, but someone destroyed all the party decorations and everything, and so you got to figure out like who ruined the party. And then the third one is a cowboy adventure. Someone has stolen all the hats in town. And so you got to go figure out who stole everybody's hats.
It's literally that meme. You know the one I'm talking about?
I don't know, maybe. Oh.
Yeah.
That's funny. Look at that. In this That's picture, so good.
I wonder who's the fat hat thief.
Oh yeah, who do you think? I like that smile on his face is so big too. He's like, hell yeah. Why has he got like five hats on?
I don't know. It's a great picture.
It's so good. It's so good. Yeah, yeah. That's Frog Detective 3.
Yeah.
That's very funny. We should clap. I have 20 minutes on the record already.
Yeah, I have 17 minutes, but yes, whatever. I've got time to add these up.
Awesome. 15 seconds?
Sure.
Okay. It's Siblings Day. Cool.
Oh, shit. That's right. I should say hi to my siblings real quick. Hang on. We both got a lot of those.
We do. The five of us have we have like, you know, our family group chat that's got everybody. But then there's the kids group chat, the DM chat. And that one's called The Heathens.
Oh, God. Yeah, we got, we have the big family chat, and then I've got, like, my dad's side chat, and then my mom's side chat, and we have the kids, which mine is just called Annoying Nerds.
Great. Love that.
And then, and then we got the sports ones, which is just the, just the kids who like sports, and then there's the ones that for the kids who are playing D&D together. It's just
that's fun. It's a lots mess. Of, lots of group chats.
Yeah,
so many group chats.
Just too many people. Just no, the San Diego it, kids, and then
that's what happens when you have big family.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a deep dive. Oh,
it's a bantha.
It's a bantha. So you talk first.
Yep.